So we have lovely meditations and talks, but we do always have the admin which needs to be done to survive in today's world. So that's what Dennis was talking about. It's not inspiring to talk about constitutions but and legal stuff, but we have to do it. So anyway, now we can just, instead of talk about the world, we can leave the world for half an hour by having a nice, quiet meditation. So if you can get yourselves reasonably comfortable. And close the eyes. With the eyes closed, you can be far more sensitive to the feelings in your body. Especially how you're sitting. Make sure your legs are comfortable. If you're sitting on a chair, and push your feet out or tuck them under the chair. Find out what's the most comfortable. Sometimes you need to have something under your feet if you've got short legs. Sometimes under your bottom if your legs are long. If you're leaning against the wall, it's okay to put your feet out. I'd rather you feel comfortable and have little pain than you worry too much about the customs and stuff. Once your legs feel comfortable, then your butt. I mention a lot about that because sometimes that takes a lot of pressure and people do fidget. The reason is because they don't pay enough attention to making sure they're comfortable. You really are caring. And then once you've fidgeted to get your bottom comfortable, then you go up to your back. If you're on a chair, try leaning forward. Is that better, or lean back? Which feels the most comfortable? Be kind. It's not just kindness, it is also the wisdom, mindfulness. You're aware. And you find that kindness relaxes you. You can be at peace in your body. And go up to your shoulders. Always mention that because they can get very tense. Once you're aware, mindful, you can try this, try that, it's trial and error until you can learn how to relax the muscles in your back, especially the shoulders. Once you have awareness, you're looking in the correct spot. It's not that hard to find what you need to do to relax. linga, arms and hands. Making sure everything is in a comfortable position. Not according to the books or the theories, but according to your own understanding, because your mindfulness in this moment of the reality of how you feel, rather than how you are supposed to feel. And into your neck. If you have irritation in your throat, sometimes you can just be aware. See if the irritation gets less or gets worse. Mindfulness does give you the opportunity to understand and be able to move the irritation down, or find out why it gets more irritable. It's an overreaction. And go up to your face, relaxing the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. And lastly, just to go behind the eyes to where your brain is supposed to be. You just imagine it, it's good enough. It's been working hard. Imagine the brain taking a break, not having to think, to plan, to remember. It'll have to become peaceful. Just like this room, silent, safe. Your brain doesn't need to do stuff. You can just relax. It's like turning it off. Screensaver. You're perfectly safe, you can turn on if there's ever any danger. But now, you let it rest. And you feel your whole body. Imagine it just as one connected individual thing. And you've paid attention to it, calmed it down, relaxed it, be kind to it. You find it becomes peaceful, comfortable, delightful. Just as you calm down the body, any noise outside, make peace with it. Calm it down. You find when you're kind, and aware. Everything becomes peaceful. It's a symphony of the guitar string. When you pull it tight, anything hits it makes a loud noise. When it's loose, sounds happen, feelings happen, but it doesn't resonate. You have found the secret of resilience. You're soft on both ends, not holding things tight, relaxed. At peace. Once the body's at peace, we do the same with our mind. It's not pulled into the future. It's not holding the past like a big weight on your back. You put that past down. You understand that now is where your future is made. This moment is the only moment you have. Be in this moment, and the future looks after itself. And as you start to become aware of your mind, the inner world, if it helps, be aware of the peaceometer. How peaceful are you right now? How to make the mind more peaceful. If you become aware of your breathing, as you breathe in peace, health, kindness, breathe out, let go. Letting go of anything which is a burden, which is worrying, which is irritating. Just imagine it going out with your breath, bringing in peace. be quiet for 10 minutes till the end of the meditation. Just continue just being peaceful in the moment, just watching the breath come in, the breath go out. So it's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? How relaxed is your body? How peaceful is your mind? The only place you'll find peace and relaxation is right in the center of this present moment. Three times. The end of the third ringing of the gong, you may come out from your meditation. Very good. So if you like just to relax the body, move it if necessary. And in a minute or two, we'll begin the Dharma talk for this evening.